Thank you, Jerry. Joe, we will talk to you tomorrow night as the Blue Jays get set for their penultimate game of the regular season, but not of the year. That's the first time in 22 years we could say that. Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-4. They have won 7 in a row with the regulars in the lineup, certainly finishing up the season strong. Elsewhere on the St. Louis Bar and Grill Out of Town scoreboard, bottom of the eighth in Minnesota, the Kansas City Royals lead the Twins 3-1. If the Royals hold on to win the game, and they have Wade Davis pitching in the, or pardon me, oh, they don't. That's not Wade Davis at all. That's Ryan Madsen pitching in the eighth inning. Wade Davis will close it out with Greg Holland hurt. If the Royals hold on to win, they'll move back into a virtual tie with the Blue Jays for top spot overall in the American League. But the Blue Jays hold the tiebreaker, so all they have to do is match the Royals the rest of the way, and they're fine. The Texas Rangers can clinch the AL West with a win over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim tonight. And that is a 1-1 tie as they play in the bottom of the eighth, two out, and nobody on for Texas. The other game of note has Houston leading Arizona 5-0 with Dallas Keuchel on the mound in the top of the third inning. The Astros hold the second wild card in the American League by a game over the Angels and the Minnesota Twins. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk, 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls at the top of the hour, Blue Jays win. Mark Burley now at 198 career innings pitched. He hit Brandon Guyer 3 times in this game, and that that's a career high for Burley, tied a major league record for Guyer being hit by a pitch 3 times. Reed Johnson did it for the Blue Jays a few years back, and Reed Johnson never got out of the way of the ball either. Get to the phones, and Ryan is in Markham, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Ryan, you're the leadoff man. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, thanks. I'll try to do as well as Ben Revere has been doing lately. But
tough task.
Could be a challenge, though.
Yeah, he was 3-for-4 today.
I know. Anyways, Russ Martin has now made the playoffs 8 of 10 years.
Yep.
And that's a pretty amazing stat in its own. But consider that he did that with Pittsburgh, who I believe his year there, it was first year they made the playoffs in over 30 years.
It was the first winning season that the Pirates had in 21 years.
And then he comes to Toronto, first year, makes playoffs, first time, 22 years.
Yep.
At some point, it's not a coincidence.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He obviously brings something.
Yeah, he's a really, really good catcher.
Well, and then maybe, if anything, it demonstrates the importance, because obviously, you know, catchers, I mean, there's very few elite catchers.
Yep.
That outline the importance of the position in general. If you bring everything, like he literally, you know, I don't know if there's such a line as a 5-tool or whatever, how many tools a catcher needs to be, but he's got them all.
Yeah, he's essentially as close to perfect as it gets. Behind the plate, great at framing pitches, very good game caller, throws runners out beautifully, doesn't kill you at the bat at all. He's got 23 home runs. He's wonderful, and that's one of the reasons that he's been in the playoffs so often, because he's that good a player that really good teams want him, and he helps make pitching staffs better.
Hey, and I just wanted to mention one other thing. As a Blue Jay fan, as a baseball fan in general, I know how the playoffs are a complete crapshoot. It doesn't matter who's hot, who's cold, who's the best, who's not. Like, it's literally just who happens to play the best during the playoffs is going to win, probably more so than any other sport.
Yep.
So, you know.
Well, who's hot does matter.
But I know there's a chance the Jays might not win the World Series, but what gives me comfort as a Jays fan is that, and I know you don't really like talking about what's going to happen after this year, but it's comforting to know that, I mean, in my opinion, this team is really set up to be a contender, even if we don't sign price or whatever for at least the next couple of years for sure, if not longer. And at least that's nice to know that. It's kind of like the old days when, you know, we didn't win in 91, but we still figure we're probably going to be good the next year and so on, you know?
Yeah, I do, and I appreciate the call. It does feel like this isn't a one-and-done sort of thing. But obviously, there are no guarantees. I mean, look at the Washington Nationals. They thought they were going to be a perennial contender and be in the World Series every year, and it hasn't worked out that way for them at all. As far as the crapshoot of the playoffs, it was interesting. And I like it. You know, I like the fandom that you put it. There is a chance that the Blue Jays might not win the World Series. I will say this. The Blue Jays, I believe, are the best team in Major League Baseball, bar none. And it's really not that close. But there is a very good chance that they will not win the World Series. Would love to see them do it. Obviously, they're really up against it in a bunch of short series. Jason is in Borden. Hey, Jason.
Mike, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks, sir. Just quickly, when Jerry went down with his illness this season, I thought that you filled in admirably.
Thank you very much.
It was we listened to a lot of games up there at the base and never missed a beat. And Jerry's one of the best, so that's you do a good job, man.
I appreciate that. Those 17 games were an absolute blast for me.
I believe it. Yep. I believe it. Just quickly, I don't know if you remember, but I called earlier this year, and it was pre-trade deadline, and I said the Jays would be an exciting team, but not quite a playoff team, and I'm very happy to eat my words.
Well, it was before the playoff deadline, before the trade deadline, so there you go. There are a lot, and I appreciate it. It takes a big man to call in and say he was wrong. A lot of the people who call and make these wild and crazy suggestions, you never hear from them again, or when you do hear from them again, they've completely changed their tune without ever recognizing that they were the other way before. But look, no one can foretell the future. No one can. And a lot of times it's the easiest thing to do is to prepare for disappointment, because that way you're right or you're happy. So you're happy either way. You're either right or you're pleasantly surprised. And it's a good defense mechanism for a lot of people, whether they consciously understand that that's happening or not. And the truth of the matter is, 22 years of no playoffs doesn't exactly fill a fan base with confidence that their team is going to make the playoffs. But just look at what this team has done. Even with those two losses in Baltimore, they've won 43 of their last 60 games, which is just silly. Your calls continue on Blue Jays Talk all the way up to the top of the hour. But before we get to the next one, let's hear from the skipper. Here's what Blue Jays manager John Gibbons had to say in the wake of this evening's 8-4 win in Tampa Bay.
Give me whether or not this was the last time we see Mark Burley start a game. Can you just talk about what he's been able to do and what he did again tonight?
Well, he's had a tremendous career. You know, it's an honor for me to have a chance to manage him these 3 years here. And he's been one of the best in baseball year after year. You know, just durability, wins, just doing everything right. You know, so you know, I had a little goosebumps when I was taking the ball from him. You know, so because he's a special guy, and but his career speaks for itself.
And he's starting Sunday for two innings.
I mean, this is Friday. We're not into Sunday yet, so we don't know yet.
What'd you say to him, John, when he took the ball from
him? Just basically just a great job. You know. Oh, man, a few words.
Those extra runs really kind of gave you the opportunity to put him back in, like have a four-run lead instead of a one-run lead, or were you going to bring him back out?
No. When we padded it, he was going to go back out. Otherwise, you know, close ball game. You know, he was getting tired. He was getting up there in pitches, and but he did. I mean, he did. You know, he's got that knack. He always has. All our fans have seen him over the years. You know, he rises to the occasion. You know, and it's nice to get him his 15th win, too. That's big. Yeah, he's a special dude.
When you pat a pitcher on the back, you don't often get him to turn around at you on the back guy.
You know, Burrow's been known to do that. You know, he's a different cat. You know, I've never been around probably a more relaxed player. You know, he really has fun when he's out there. You know, I mean, he's very focused and intense, but he nothing bothers him. You know, he really enjoys it. And you know, I don't know if he's been that his whole career. You know, I've said before too, you know, when you're that good, you know, it's definitely easier to be that way. But I think that's part of his success. You know, I mean, his style of pitching, he's got to be, you know, he's pinpoint control, and the more relaxed you are, the better you are, and that's part of it.
No issues with Tulowitzki's swing tonight, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so. It looked good to me. You know, he a couple line drives. You know, that first one was caught, but then you know he snuck that hit in, and then that nice one late. You know, off the wall. So yeah, he looked good.
John, kind of sweet justice the way that game ended up playing out in the sixth and seventh. Seems like you guys were hitting Ramirez hard right out of.
Yeah, we're barreling most balls. You know, this first couple innings and nothing to show for it. You know, but you're right. Then we did what we do a lot. You know, we broke things open, so yeah, that was big at that point.
Jimmy, between the Sim game and the way he looked today, has Tulowitzki alleviated a lot of your concerns? Because, I mean, a couple weeks ago, you guys didn't really know.
Yeah, I don't see why there'd be any doubts now. You know, the test will probably be how he comes in and feels tomorrow, of course. But yeah, there shouldn't be an issue.
You've been seeing him do it all year, but what did you think of that latest Kevin Pollard hit?
Yeah, you know, Kev, you know, you get a chance, he wasn't in there tonight, but you get a look at two of the best in baseball, him and Kiermaier. Center field, that's why it's vital on winning teams. You have to have a real good center fielder because they take away hits, you know. He's had, as good a year as some of the other guys have had that have been the focus, you know, really the middle of our lineup. You know, can't say he's done it quietly, but I don't think he's probably gotten as much recognition as he should have, offensively and defensively.
The glove work aside, he looks like a sprinter out there. Do you see it the same way? When he takes off, it's like Ronaldo Nehemiah or somebody flying out there.
Yeah, he's fast, but he's not your typical center fielder type runner. But, you know, he's so good at getting his first jump. You know, his instincts are so good, you know, I mean, second to none. But he works at it. I mean, it's not something that's – I mean, every day he'll take one group of BP where he works at, you know, getting his jumps, and that's a big part of it.
Given that on a call about a triple, were you asking if it is a different catwalk or?
Yeah, you know, they had nothing, they couldn't tell anything what catwalk it actually hit. You know, that's what's crazy about playing here. You know, so they checked, but I don't think there's any cameras up there, you know, or focused on that, so. What did you guys ever get a good look at it?
Yeah,
it's tough. And ball two, you know, that ball that Gogo was going for at second base, you know, he had a shot at it, but said he looked up too and he caught the lights, you know, lights, and then he got it, came out of the lights, and he's right at the last second, you know, the lights were there. So, yeah, it's a different place to play.
Really got something against
Geyer? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. I think, you know, he likes to throw that cutter. He's in on righty. It's been a big pitch for him, and, you know.
From him. He said three batters in one game.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably hadn't hit many in his Yeah, no, that's what Geyer does. You know, he's that kind of player, so.
There's John Gibbons talking about Mark Burley, who hit Brandon Geyer three times in the game. Also talking about an incredible catch and another one by Kevin Pillar in the bottom of the seventh inning off of Luke Maley. And it might have been his best of the year. And that's really saying something. Went full Superman in right center to make the catch. Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-4. So John Gibbons not saying whether Mark Burley will start on Sunday. You get the feeling that he will and pitch two innings to get to 200 for a 15th consecutive season. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have taken a 2-1 lead over the Texas Rangers in the top of the ninth inning. The Angels trying to prevent the Rangers from clinching the American League West. If they hold on to win, they would move to within three games. They're already out, but the Houston Astros are still alive, three back with three to play. The Astros currently lead the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-0 in the bottom of the third. More importantly for the Angels, if they win, They can do no worse than stay a game back of Houston for that second wild card in the American League. The Minnesota Twins, also right now a game back of Houston for that second wild card, trail the Kansas City Royals 3-1 as they play in the top of the ninth. Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-4. Your calls continue. Let's go to Rocky in Markham. Rocky, you're up next. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for taking my call as usual. I'm just kind of a little bit disappointed with the Blue Jays fans because they still keep on bashing on John Gibbons. If you remember at the end of last season when John Gibbons, he addressed the management saying that this team needs a culture change, and immediately Alex Anthopoulos got busy by getting guys like Russell Martin and Josh Donaldson. And if you look at it throughout the season, when the Jays were having a bad start, Josh Donaldson had that saying, this is not the tri-league, this is the get-it-done league. And, you know, guys like that will make a difference with this organization. If you look at the results, even though they ended up getting guys, Troy Tulowitzki and Ben Revere, overall, you see the results. And if you look at it, John Gibbons overall has done a tremendous job, in my opinion. He's been, you can't really blame it on him. I think he has a similar treatment like Terry Collins of the Mets. But you got to give credit to Alex Anthopoulos for sticking with John Gibbons overall.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, as I said at the beginning of the season, or even in May, when people were calling to ask if John Gibbons was about to get fired, and my answer was the only way that John Gibbons gets fired is if Alex Anthopoulos gets fired too. Because as long as Alex is here, Gibby's going to be the manager because he knows that he's got a good thing. Through the years, I have said that managers do not deserve blame for losses and they don't deserve credit for wins either. The only thing a manager can do is put his players in a position where they're most likely to succeed. And from there, it's up to the players to succeed or not succeed. And this year, the players have succeeded tremendously. That said, I think John Gibbons is a very good tactician and that far more often than not, he does put his players in a position where they're likeliest to succeed. A lot of people don't like him. People don't like him because of the way he talks. People don't like him because of the way he sits in the dugout, which is ridiculous to me. But I've learned a long time ago that if people don't like something, they are certainly not going to let any facts get in the way of their not liking something. So we live with it. But we know that John Gibbons is an excellent tactical baseball manager. A lot of calls, not a lot of times. We're going to burn through them. Jerry in Toronto, you're next.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm glad I got through. I've got a two-parter for you.
Oh, make it quick.
Yeah, it's going to be quick. Brooke Dacobi seems to be like the forgotten coach. I never hear anything about him or his influence on the batter. So I'd like your opinion on how he's helped the Jays batters and if you've heard anything from the players. Is he the guy that has made Goins a better hitter?
No, Ryan Goins is a guy who's made Ryan Goins a better hitter. I mean, it's the same thing I was saying about John Gibbons, and I've said it about coaches for a decade and a half as well. Coaches are there primarily to facilitate work. They're an extra set of eyes. They try to find things. But at the major league level, I think it's very rare that a coach actually makes someone better. The players are extraordinarily talented. Brooke Dacobi, we don't seek him out a lot. And he doesn't seek out the spotlight, not to say that hitting coaches in the past did. But there are so many personalities and so many guys on this team to talk to that I think you're right, that Brooke does kind of operate in the shadows sometimes. But the hitters are really, really good. And I'm sure it's his absolute pleasure to get to work with players of caliber that he does every day. Andrew in Hamilton. Andrew, you're next on Jay's Talk.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. A couple things, or one thing I wanted to ask you. Anthopoulos, maybe Executive of the Year, Gibbons, Manager of the Year, Donaldson, MVP, Price, Cy Young. What's your thoughts about Osuna, Rookie of the Year?
I don't think John Gibbons is going to be manager of the year. I think this is one of those situations where people will look at it and say, well, this team is so talented, anybody could have won with them, which is a load of crap, but that's the way a lot of writers think a lot of the time. Alex Anthopoulos should be executive of the year for life at this point, for what he did in the last 12 months. I think Josh Donaldson is going to win the MVP. I think David Price and Dallas Keuchel are going to go wire to wire for the Cy Young. And Keuchel's pitching really well today, so that will help his cause. I don't think Roberto Osuna is a Rookie of the Year. I think very clearly Carlos Correa of the Houston Astros is going to win Rookie of the Year. He's just having a, even though he's only played two-thirds of a season, just having a magical, magical year. And I don't know if Osuna is even second or third as far as a lot of people are concerned. I think he is. I think he's had a phenomenal season. But people are going to look and say, oh, well, he didn't even pitch 70 innings. You know, how can you vote for him over guys who have more than 300 plate appearances? But that doesn't take anything away from the incredible year that Roberto Osuna has had. Tyler in Toronto. Tyler, you're going to be the last one. Make it good.
Hey, Mike. It's a long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
I just want to let you know about just the Jays. There's so much confidence in that clubhouse. It's like if they're losing 5-0, 2-0, 3-0, doesn't matter what inning it is, you think that they're going to win. You know, they have that shot, almost like, the 2010 Patriots or the 1999 Yankees. They're always in it. And I think that's going to bring them right into the World Series.
Hope so.
You know, the National League is a very tough division. I think we're going to get right to the American League, but the National is going to make a difference. So it's going to be really good, and I can't wait.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us can't wait. It's you know, since the clinch in the first game on Wednesday, it's been kind of weird because we haven't lived through this sort of meaningless baseball. And I know a lot of people are trying to attach a lot of meaning to this last weekend. Really, there isn't. But we're just waiting for the good stuff to happen again. And that starts on Thursday. I would, again, caution fans to not keep your expectations through the roof. The playoffs legitimately are a crapshoot. And very, very often, it doesn't matter which is the better team. It just matters which team has the better week. But the good thing is, the Blue Jays have been having better weeks than anybody since the end of July. So we hope that that's a real point in their favor. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays tonight 8-4. We'll be back to put a nice pretty bow on this one and get you set for tomorrow. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network.